Blog Talk
Yo,
Radio.
Yo, yo.
So go a little something like this. That is the art.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You are now listening to Aviat, my co-host, Jay Stokes. Oh, wait, he's online, so let's get it. I see him. Let me punch him in. Yo. Let's see, he's coming through. He's coming through. Okay, so listen. Until he comes in, so I want to shout out to everybody. Thank you. Our show now is an hour long, everyone. So, yes, we're about to go in for a whole hour. No more half an hour stuff. The number to call is 646-668-8398. Once again, the number to call is 646-668-8398. So, until Jay Stokes get his communication working, just want to say, hey, listen, I hope everyone enjoyed the show tonight, because the show is definitely going to be impactful. We're going to talk about a lot of things, from John McCain, who just passed away, from the Florida shooting. Yes, another shooting in Florida. We're also going to talk about, Jay Stokes, you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yo, I hear you loud and clear. What's going on, man? You know, I'm holding it down. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Yo. See, this is what happens when you try to use new technology at the last minute.
The day of the show.
I know. So what happened was, what happened was, I was trying to plug in my microphone so that I could stop speaking through my actual phone, because the quality is horrible. And as I'm trying to do it, I see 30 seconds. So I'm like, I gotta try something. 20 seconds. Then I was like, F it, I'm just gonna call on the phone. So then I try to call on the phone, and this is what happened. So, hello everyone.
Hi.
Out there. This is Atypical Voices Atypical Voices in Our Time, aka Aviat, the official podcast of Chemistry Productions. That's K3MISTRY Productions, a company that stresses media education, specifically in youth. I am your gracious co-host, Jay Stokes. Jay Random was holding it down. How are you doing today, Jay Random?
Yes. Yo, I'm doing good, man. You know, it's Wednesday. It is so humid in Connecticut. How is it where you're at? Is it humid it is here?
Yeah, it's humid over here, too. Yesterday, I was coming back home from work, and I was drenched in sweat just walking back, because I decided not to take the bus, and I decided to walk, and I think it's like 2 miles, so I was done. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine, man. I can't believe you're still here, man. It's very hot out there, man. It's very hot.
Yes, indeed. But, yes, indeed.
So how's your day?
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Obviously, I have a day job. Chemistry is more like a night job. And I come home at night, work on this to try to make this permanent. And in the day, I go do that. And I do the best I can over there. How was your day?
Day was cool, man. You know, like I said, hot, humid, busy at work. Labor Day is about to come, so I'm looking forward to that day off. Besides that, nothing else, man. Just watching the news, getting disgusted by the news. You know, matter of fact, let's jump into it. So, what's first on the agenda, Jay Stokes?
Well, we're gonna start a little light, and then we'll go heavy. How's that? Like the Metro Center.
Okay. Sounds good. Like, gotcha.
wait. No,
let's
no,
get
no.
it.
Metro Stock is the other way around. It's the other way around. It's heavy then light, right?
Yeah. That all depends. It all depends on the woman.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, I will stick to what I said. So,
yes.
The NBA basketball player for the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry, actually hosted a camp which was geared towards young girls and basketball. He made a statement. He released a statement in the Players Tribune on Sunday, and it was pretty emotional. He was talking about girls and equal pay, and talking about how he wanted to make sure he could make the world a better place for his daughters. And I'll read some quotes from it. He said he wants a world where their gender does not feel like a rule book for what they should think or be or do. And this is very good. One part of this statement I felt was interesting, and I wanted to get your take on it, was when he said he wanted to shift people's perspective so that when someone sees an NBA player is hosting a camp, they won't automatically assume it's for boys. And he wants to get to a place where we can say that it's not women's basketball when women are playing basketball. It's just basketball played by women. So I wanted to get your thoughts on this wording. He doesn't want people to think it's women's basketball. He wants people to look at it as basketball played by women. And I just wanted to know, do you think that wording is fine? Do you see any potential conflicts with that? What do you think?
Well, personally, my thing is this. How are – what's the acronym? Because it's WNBA, right? It's WNBA,
right.
Women Basketball Association, right?
Right.
So what would the acronym be? Basketball, so it'd be BW what? You know? Like, what is it? I think the acronym fit.
Right.
And people need to know – if it's men or women, because they all play. Listen, even though women can play basketball very good, and I enjoy women basketball more than men basketball or college level, still, the game is different. You know, it's different. So people should know if it's a male or if it's a female sport, you know. But let me think. In soccer, I think even in soccer, they say men's soccer, women's soccer. Women tennis, men tennis. So
and
I don't.
The thing is, depending on the level of competition and the excitement that the actual players bring to the game, that's what's going to make people more geared to watch it. Like, look at tennis. You see Venus and Serena playing, everybody's dialed in. Everybody want to watch Venus and Serena play.
That is
they don't
so
even
true.
Think about it as, oh, look at these women playing tennis. No, they just think these are great tennis players. But they just happen to be in women's tennis. The thing is, you can have the genders be split because there are physical differences between the two genders, no matter what people say. There are physical differences. So you can have them be split into separate leagues, but if the leagues are competitive enough and the leagues are entertaining enough, and that is the player's responsibility, then people will still tune in and they won't look down on it.
No, I agree. It's all about the name, the headliner for the actual sport. My thing is this. Instead of trying to change that, how about we change the pay in the WNBA? That's more important. I'm pretty sure the ladies prefer to get paid more than a name, you know, because the salary is pretty is a difference between the lowest bench warmer man compared to the top ranked female in basketball.
That's not cool. I was gonna play devil's advocate and say, what about the demand for the sport? Do you think the demand for the sport influences the pay? But when you talk about the star player still not being up to par with the bench warmer for NBA player, like the star WNBA player not being up to par with the bench player for the NBA, then, that's a problem. But what do you think about the demand influencing the price? Because, let's face it, the WNBA is not as popular.
No, it isn't, but I'm just looking at it right now. So it said the WNBA salary cap at $100,000, a far cry from the highest paid NBA player.
That's crazy.
July 2018, business of being
crazy.
A WNBA player. Yeah, WNBA salary cap. Dude, I'm looking at it right here, and I'm looking at it. It's on Forbes. So it's it's the business of being a W. Dude, so once again, the bench warmer that never gets off of the bench makes more than the WNBA highest paid. Now, this doesn't say highest paid, but it says a salary cap at $100,000. So that's still ridiculous. $100,000?
Yeah.
So that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100,000. I'm just looking at this right now.
The Rossies and the Candace Parkers.
Exactly.
And, like, they are great. And the Breonna Stewarts, they are great. And they're exciting to watch.
Tell me about it.
And even my
girl
in Las Vegas. Why am I? Asia Wilson? Yeah, Asia Wilson. That's my girl. Asia Wilson? Oh, man.
Look, it says playing in the United States, the average WNBA salary can range from $35,000 to just under $105,000 a year. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm reading this.
So why go to the WNBA? You're better off just being a pharmacist or an accountant or something.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's the love. It's the love of the game, man. It has to be the love of the game because they're not getting paid a lot.
Right.
You know, but it says right here, it says, okay, but I guess once again, won a lot of endorsements because they said Candace Parker managed to earn $1.2 million a year. That still ain't nothing.
Yeah.
That's Candace Parker.
Yeah. I feel you know? Though, since she had her child, she's been kind of on a downward trend. Just an opinion. I haven't seen her as much ever since she had her kid.
Well, look, and it said Candace Parker also earns $3 million a year in endorsement. So her endorsement is worth more than her salary at the NBA. And that's Candace Parker.
That's crazy.
Okay?
That's crazy.
So once again, I think Steph should focus more on trying to make WNBA more popular than worrying about a name, personally. That's what I think.
Well, one thing, what do you think? I saw on Twitter, they were saying they wanted individual was saying, it'd be nice if ESPN showed more WNBA stories because ESPN on YouTube, I know, they weren't showing many WNBA stories, but lately I've been seeing a lot more WNBA stories, and that's how I got hip to Breonna Stewart even being the MVP because I don't watch TV. I just see highlights and stuff, but I didn't even know Breonna Stewart won MVP for the season, but through ESPN, that's how I found out.
Well, you know, let's be honest. ESPN is not showing anything unless they're making money. So with that being said, the NBA doesn't even show the Big Three. The Big Three is aired on Fox Network.
Yo, the yes, Big Three exactly. is actually a good league, man. That's a good league.
Exactly.
That's very fucking
the Big
wild.
Three is a good league, but it's not being shown on ESPN. You have to watch it on Fox Network. I think it's called F1. So that's like their sports mm-hmm. channel. So that being said, ESPN would never, ever, I believe, endorse WNBA unless the WNBA cut them a nice check like the NBA does. So it's all about money.
Well, yeah. Well, sticking with the theme of the show, I didn't say the theme, changing of the tides. Yes, we're talking about changes in the American landscape, changes in media, things that are rocking.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah. And possible changes for the future. So, obviously, we're speaking about this. Maybe Steph Curry's basketball league could lead to some changes in how women and girls are perceived in basketball, especially him speaking up
mm-hmm.
about it.
Yeah.
So, that is my comments on that. Yeah, we do have one more good story. Sticking with sports. One more good story. Have you seen – I think I've watched this commercial about maybe 20 times already. Have you seen that Nike commercial for Serena Williams? Have you seen that?
To be honest with you, I've seen not the commercial, but I've actually seen a documentary when they actually had that actual clip. And it's powerful. I like it. I like it because you don't see the father anymore. You know, as the kids got older, they hired new coaches. And they kind of don't need the dad anymore to be their coach. So I don't really – I barely see him at the games. So,
I know
he had a stroke. But I mean, for them or for Serena to pay homage to her dad is a good example of, a black father, seeing something in his kids that they didn't see. And he basically, molded them. He shaped and molded them to be who they are now.
And
that's great that they're paying homage,
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned the black father aspect of it because
yes.
I feel that a Nike commercial like that could change the perception of black fathers, how they're perceived with regards to their involvement in their children's lives. There is a big stereotype that black fathers are involved with their children's lives, but as you can see there, they are. I look at you, you're black and you have a black son, and you're very involved in your child's life. And even when you look at some of the biggest named people in entertainment that are black, Beyonce, the whole Jackson squad, Tiger Woods, Michael Jordan, Serena Williams, their fathers were big, and Venus Williams, can't forget Venus, their fathers were big influencers in their lives. And these were all black fathers. And look how high these people managed to climb because of their fathers.
No, I agree. I agree. And you're right. Stereotype is definitely a negative stereotype, because there are definitely a lot of fathers that's actually in their kids' life. I mean, and the sad part is it's not just black fathers that aren't around. So it's all different races, you know. It all starts with who you pick as your mate. I think a lot of times when we're courting each other, we're not even paying attention to the little signs of selfishness, irresponsible characteristics that a good father doesn't display, you know. So yeah, I mean, it's definitely good for TV to see this side of the black family, you know, as far as you know, her father dedicating time after time, bringing them to court, practicing with shoddy equipment, you know. And now look at them, they're dominating. Even though, you know, right about now, it's so funny, they're ranked so high, but who cares? Give them a year. No, I'm sorry. Give them like what? A few more months. They're going to be, Serena's definitely going to be number one.
They're ranked so low. You mean they're ranked so low?
Yes. Well, they're ranked. Well, she's 17 now. When she left, she was one. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what? No, Serena, you know, it's so funny. So Venus is 16, Serena is 17. That's their ranking. And then Sloane Stephens is ranked number 3.
Yo,
that's great. It's great for her.
Sloane Stephens. I love Sloane
Stephens. I like her too.
I'm happy to see her doing big things.
Yeah, she worked hard. She worked hard. So, you know, like I said again, yes. Hey, real quick. Sidebar on the mic though. So Jay Stokes, for you guys who don't know, I'm hoping that he still does it. He wants to do a documentary on black fathers. So
yeah.
I'm putting you on blast right now, so we can call it out to fruition. I know it's going to be powerful. I know it's going to be amazing. And yeah, for sports, Serena is doing the thing. Venus is also doing the thing. And, yeah, kudos. Love the commercial. I love the documentary. So I've seen it before. And, hey,
I
listen.
I gotta watch that.
If you don't believe in your kids, who will? That's what I always
say. Very true. Very, very true. Yeah, but you mentioned a good thing. So we got a sidebar again.
What's up?
You're talking about people picking their mates. And, you know, I call you all the time, and I be grilling you about this every time. Look, got me speaking improper
Let's
English.
Let's go on.
I be grilling. So, picking
uh-oh.
Your mate.
Uh-oh, code is broken.
I believe that people need to learn how to take personal responsibility for their actions. This is what I mean.
Yes.
You see, a lot of women today, they'll be like, oh, men are dogs, da-da-da-da-da. But I'm like, you picked the first thug you saw that batted his eyes in your direction, and then you thought you could change him. You couldn't change him. He maybe got you pregnant.
Yes.
He maybe beat up on you. He maybe cheated on you, and now you're trying to classify all men as dogs. And I'm like, no, you need to take some personal responsibility. Obviously, the dude was wrong. He did the wrong thing. But at the same time, don't make it seem like you didn't have a hand in this situation.
Exactly. I mean, you know how I feel. So not to put everybody on blast, but I went to a certain No. You know, because hopefully, you know, hey, listen, if you're listening to the show, we're, you know, we're not all over the place. We're definitely calling like it is. So I went to a cookout.
What's that number again, right quick? If you're watching the show, what's that number?
6. All right. If you watch, if you listen to the show, the number to call is 646-668-8398. I repeat, 646-668-8398. So I just, a back to school function. And
okay.
When I, you know, so I went there, you know, since I'm in school, I'll type on my paper and I happened to look up. And automatically I said, whoa, all these kids, all these mothers, where the fathers at? So on top of what you said, pick your mate, right? I still believe men should show up. Those are your kids. Show up.
Listen,
it's not that hard.
I know
you're not saying that.
At all. No.
Exactly. I know you're not.
No.
I know you're not. Because I can probably count with my fingers how many men I actually seen at the cookout. And I was like, whoa, this is pretty sad, man. You know, it's sad. You know, Common said it the best. It's too many black women can say they're mothers but can't say that they're wives. And it's not even about being a wife. Wife. It's, how about just, I mean, if you don't want to get married, cool. But dog, can we like just be together? Seriously,
we
love each other enough to lay in the bed. Yes, exactly. We love each other enough to make this kid. Can we find a way to stay together? Because I really believe that that's real important for male or female to see that unity in the house. But listen, we ain't going to preach.
Yeah.
So we're not going to preach.
We'll
that's for another show. Exactly.
Yeah, that's for another
show.
We should do that. We should do like a sidebar show and be like Life Lessons with Jay Stokes and Jay.
And guess
Rand.
What?
Netflix.
And guess what?
What's up?
We should have actually women come on that show. And maybe a back and forth debate. Yes, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down. Yo, you just let me know. Hey, listen. Hey, but guess what? It's going
to
be a good show.
Listen, y'all need to have personal responsibility. What? I need to have personal responsibility. Wait. Hey, we need like a moderator or something, too. That's what we need.
Yes. But yo, we should definitely do that soon. But What's next, Jay Stokes?
All right. Okay. Let's get into this depressing news. So as Jay Random was saying in the beginning of the podcast, I listened, but I couldn't talk. There was a shooting in Florida, yet another shooting
yes.
in Florida A, and another shooting unprovoked B. And this happened at a video game convention. I believe it was like an EA Sports, something like that. They were playing Madden. I know that. They were playing the new Madden game. And this kid, I must mention that, he killed two people and killed himself, and he shot other people. And like clockwork, I'm pretty sure the black and brown people around the United States knew this was coming. The news diagnosed him with mental illness. Jay Random, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are really, I'm mental illness. Does it exist? Yes, it does. My only problem is with this, I think it all goes back to what are we fighting? Are we fighting mental illness or are we fighting gun law? Well, I think they coincide with each other, meaning, if someone is diagnosed with mental illness, it has to have a record, right? You know, a record of you being in the hospital, you know, or you basically some sort of record. And what I mean by that is, I remember a few years ago, I got into a car accident and I was in a lawsuit. And in a deposition, in the process of me being in a lawsuit, I hurt my back one day and went to the emergency room because I was lifting an AC. So in the process of me lifting the AC, I had to write that down, you know, in my medical records. So in my deposition, you know, they're telling me, so you sure that this accident didn't happen? I mean, I'm sorry. Are you sure that it's not anything else you did to hurt your back. And I was like, nope, it was an accident. It's like, oh, so what happened on June, blah, blah, blah. You went to the hospital, you hurt your back, right? I was like, whoa. So I bring all that to say, with mental health, if you're diagnosed or if you have some stages of mental health, as that right there should be the number one check for when you're applying for a gun. Meaning, you don't have to tell me that you have mental health, but when I put your name in the database, that should be part of the criteria. Because nowadays, there's too many people with mental health that have guns. But then we say, okay, we'll do a background check. But if the background check isn't picking up your medical records, then what's the background check for? To see if you got a job?
Right.
And I know it's probably like a HIPAA law thing. Because, HIPAA, they're real closed mouth when it comes to disclosing any medical records to anyone but the actual person. So I think somehow we have to fix that, because yes, if he did have mental health, then how do you get two guns? So what is the background check really checking? So that's why I have a problem with that. Mm-hmm.
If I may interject, you are exactly correct. And Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's daughter, she actually sent out a tweet saying that our hearts are with Jacksonville and those affected by today's tragic mass shooting on the day of the shooting. And people went in on her. People went in. People who were certified that are public figures on Twitter, because she sent it on Twitter, and regular people, they're like, well, yeah, you can say that, but if your dad, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, were to 60s laws, maybe stuff like this wouldn't happen. So people were just not having it, because it's too many times we're hearing, oh, we're sending our thoughts and prayers with the people that died during this tragedy. Oh, our thoughts and prayers are with you. Thoughts and prayers don't do anything, okay? Sorry for you spiritual people out there. Thoughts and prayers, they may help with your mental. They may help you feel better. Some divine being you may believe is influencing these things. Yes, that is okay. But as far as I'm concerned, I haven't seen any change in shootings. In fact, I think the United States has the highest amount of mass shootings in the world. So where are your thoughts and prayers going?
I agree. And also, I feel like with her saying that, I think once again, it's all about trying to not focus on the topic at hand, and it's gun control. And if we're going to have gun control, we need to figure out what are the background checks really checking? Because I'm tired of hearing mental health. And it's like, well, how'd you get a gun? Like, wait a minute,
Let me get to this mental health thing real quick. Yes, they're saying this individual has mental health. And yes, there's a pattern in the United States of it being a mental health issue when white kids shoot up schools and shoot up places, which is the norm. White kids, white people in general, a lot of times they end up committing these mass shootings. I don't even know the last time someone non-white committed a mass shooting, because we see the shooting in Vegas, that was a white man. The shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, that was a white man. This shooting was a white boy. Look at Sandy Hook, that was another white boy. And they say mental illness. So I think that's a cop-out. With this situation right here, the guy's father actually said that this guy's mother, all right, the guy's name is David Katz, by the way, the one that did the shooting. David Katz's mother, the father and the mother are divorced, and the father said that his mother had an obsession with using mental health professionals to help their son when, in fact, he didn't have a mental health condition. So the dad didn't think that the son had a mental health condition. He might have been in denial, but from what the Associated Press says in one of their stories, the mother would call the police on the son saying that he was assaulting her. He was abusing her by coming home late from visiting his dad.
Wow.
And he was assaulting her by trying to gain control of a cable cord to a television. So the mom was calling the police, saying these things about the son and saying that he had mental health issues, when it seems, by what this report says, is that it was more of a bad parenting issue. The mother just couldn't control her son, whereas the father was claiming that he was able to control the son. When the son came around him, he was fine. But when the son was around the mom, he was acting a fool. So is it really mental health, or is it a case of bad parenting?
Bad parenting and kid just acting out, yeah. No, I agree, because I don't know if you can recall, happened a few years ago, I was listening to 911 calls, and this one lady called 911 on her kids because her kids were not listening to her. So, you know, it's dumb stuff like that. And
right.
I think a lot of times parents, they just don't know how to raise their kids, and they can't understand that their kid, or I'm sorry, they can't come to grips that their kid maybe just misbehaving. So instead of justifying the fact that they're just badass kids, they just push it to mental health. And then once they start pumping these kids with medicine, then what a normal kid used to be, he's not anymore. Because now he's on these meds that's making him docile and funny feeling. I mean, fuzzy in the brain. So it's kind of tough too, because you got to understand, you got two sides of a story. And the sad part, the son can't really tell you if the mother or the father is telling the truth, because of course the father's going to say, hey, listen, you did that. The mother's going to say, no, you did that. So it's kind of hard to believe them too, you know, per se.
Right.
Because it's two sides of the story. But one thing I'm going to say is the sad part is that the shooting had to happen over a video game. That's ridiculous. Pathetic.
Yeah.
And not a good thing.
Well, speaking of, you don't know the son's point, this same article that I'm looking at, it said that in a 2010 letter, David Katz, the shooter, wrote a letter to a magistrate judge saying he wanted to live with his father, and described his mother as being pretty crazy. And he also said that he called the police. Yeah, he also said that she called the police to the family's home about 20 times. She called the police to the family's home about 20 times, and she gets drunk.
Mm. 2010.
He also blamed her for his poor grades as well. So now we have So we have the testimony of a dead guy and the father both saying that the mother was overreacting, whereas the mother was saying the kid had mental health issues. So who are we to believe?
I don't know. Whoa, that's oof. Oof. Yo, that's that's deep. I don't know. Only thing I can tell you, though, two people are dead. So, cool to him makes three.
God rest their
soul. God rest their soul. And for him, I always believe that if people want to commit suicide, do it to yourself. Like, seriously. It's not fair. It's not right.
Whoa. We're not advocating suicide, are we?
No, we're not advocating suicide. What I'm saying, though, in this particular case, I'm saying this guy had issues, okay? So
yes.
I don't agree when people do mass shooting and then shoot themselves. It's like, dude, come on, time out. If you have issues, seriously, talk to someone. But
right.
I'm just saying, like, don't take it out on innocent people. I'm not promoting suicide.
Oh.
But I'm saying, do not take it out on innocent people. You know, I'm playing a game. I mean, did you even hear the recording? The recording was freaky. People are playing Madden. Madden is a trash talking game. That's as far as it goes. People bet in Madden.
Right.
They trash talk in Madden. I've never heard anyone kill someone in Madden. I'm Googling it right now. I haven't seen it. So these people are playing Madden. Exactly. These people playing Madden, all of a sudden pop, 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 pop. Like, whoa, calm down. That's not, it's not that serious. It's just a video game. And that's why, like, sometimes with my kids, when they're playing video games and they get all outraged, even though they're joking, I'm like, nah, I don't like that. Because from outside looking in, I'm looking at you like you got issues. You probably need to turn that game off and breathe. Woosah.
Right.
So no, I'm not promoting. So I'm not promoting suicide for anybody out there. No, they have hotlines. Nah, they have hotlines. What I'm saying though, and I really believe this. Like, come on, stop taking out innocent people. If you have problems, talk to someone. I don't advocate you taking your life either. But what I'm saying is those innocent people didn't deserve that. So you could, so you can slice it how you want to slice it. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying the listeners. So once again, hey, give us a call. The number is 646-668-8398. Once again, 646-668-8398. Let me put my glasses on.
Hey, Jay Random, do you think it's time for us to take a little music break?
Yeah, take a musical break, commercial. Let's get it. What are we going to do?
All right, so for those of you out there that don't know, Chemistry Productions, on top of being a media education company, also has two subsidiaries, Docta Book Publishing, which is a book publishing subsidiary. We have some great books. And Conscious Records, which is a music label. On this music label, we have released some recent songs, and we're going to just play the most recent one called She Got Game by Mulo. So definitely look that up. That is M-U-L-O, Mulo. She Got Game. You can find that on Tidal, Spotify, what have you. But we're about to play that song right now. Here we go.
I feel a summertime hot right now. Single as a vagabond looking uptown. Used to being treated like my heart don't matter. One too many stories but enough of the chatter. Now I'm happy.
And you've been missing out, boy.
Look at the waist.
To get sexy up in this place.
Pain, pleasure, opposites that make the world go round. Can't have sunny days without nightfall. We rotating right now. Never get motion sick though. Big boat in the ocean floating. About time we start up the engine. Kick it in high gear, no question. Some opportunities won't come up in this lifetime. So when you see a fine girl, treat her like she's fragile. Always handle with care, unless you're about to hit. Then forget about this message and give her that Moby Dick. The way she rocks the vessel back and forth, I'm careful not to get flustered. No SOS, I'm skilled sailing through current. She ushers another. She had a lover, but he lost that. And yet she bounced back. Now he and the fellas catching feelings while she's
now
so relaxed.
I'm happy. I'm feeling free to take control of my life, and I'm just happy. No one but me can control my heart. They said this too shall pass. When it went down, I never thought I'd get back, and now I'm here. I have no fear. I got my shit together.
And you've been missing out, boy.
Look at the weight.
Slim, thick inside. Her body's right. Make a brother say, oh my God.
You wanna taste?
I wanna taste it. The way you're shaped, I try not to lose.
Yes, yes, yes. We back. Right. We are back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And ma'am.
Yeah.
So
whoever listening, yes, we're back.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed that song. That's She Got Game by Mulo, M-U-L-O. Definitely check it out on Spotify. I forgot the streaming services. Spotify. Tumblr.
Tidal.
Tidal.
Apple.
Yeah.
Apple.
iTunes.
And CD Baby too, right?
Yeah, CD Baby. Yes. So we got to hurry up and bruise by these stories because I thought an hour was going to be enough for us, but we get long winded like I don't know what. So, another story. DC is actually considering a new app called Safer, that's SAFR, and it's pretty much a female friendly app for females. Women, well, they say females. I know a lot of women don't like being called females, but there's females here. So they have an app for females to hail a cab, or it's sort of like an Uber-type system, but they have the option of choosing what gender rider they get and what gender driver they get. What do you think about that?
Separation, man. I don't like it. I personally don't like it because if you think about it, then they're going to have the same app for men. That's, I hate to call it stupid because a lot of, there have been cases of rape.
Right.
But I feel like this, okay? Uber and Lyft, they both have sophisticated apps that you can see your driver, see what car he's driving, and Lyft even has a Lyft glow, a Lyft light that you put in your dash so people know this is a Lyft driver. So I don't know what else they need to do. I don't know the story full, but just recently a female, she was raped by a person that she thought was a cab driver or I think she thought it was an Uber driver. Really put it, she thought it was a legit car service and come to find out it wasn't. So I feel like as long as Lyft and Uber, since we already have these out already, as long as they continue to improve their business to make everyone safe, including women, then I say let's just stick with them because let's be honest. Why do we need that app? Why do we need it? I don't think we need it.
In wake of the Me Too generation, because we are in the Me Too generation, this generation where we're fighting for women not to be sexually assaulted and sexually harassed, I believe there's been more of a push for separation than actual understanding and helping people change their behaviors and teaching the new generation of boys, males, men, to be better. Instead, we're reprimanding people and saying, don't do that. No, you're a horrible person. But you're not teaching people what is acceptable and what is appropriate behavior.
I agree. Because I'm glad you brought up the Me Too movement. Because
I still own that
if my memory, if my memory serves me right, and please jump in if you feel different. Do you remember the lady who first brought down, who did she bring? The lady who actually brought down
Harvey Weinstein?
Yes. Well, she was also involved in Me Too. So it's like, what the heck? But I don't see Me Too yelling at her. So is Me Too only
for females? Yeah, but you got to tell people what you did. You got to tell people what you did.
Okay.
You got to tell people what you did.
Well, I mean, hey, listen, she was involved with a younger actor, and I think he was as young as underage, if my memory serves me right. And,
you're correct.
And she actually paid him off, or what they're saying is she didn't pay him off. her boyfriend paid him off for $400,000. They settled in court. I'm sorry, they settled out of court for $400,000. So with that being said, no one's paying $400,000 unless you're guilty. So my thing is this. Why does anyone say anything about that?
Because you know? It's the minority, not the majority.
Say that again?
It's the minority,
it's
not the majority. It's the minority, not the majority.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because so that's the only problem I have with Me Too, because it's like Me Too, they're ignoring the fact that men are also being harassed. Yeah. I'm sorry. Men are also victims, you know, and that's why I don't like this Me Too, because they wouldn't like it if men came out with a he too or she too. I know, inside joke for anybody. For anybody, yo, if anybody want to know why Jake Stokes laughing so hard, that's an inside joke we always crack up about. We're not laughing about the Me Too or the sexual harassment or anything like that. It's just what I said, she too, inside joke, because men are also being assaulted, also victims, and seem like they're being pushed to the side, because it's like, it's about the females, about the females. What about the men? They're also being harassed too. Oh, forget them. It's about the females. It's like, come on, we got to stop separating.
Speaking...
like you said in the beginning, I'm sorry, what's up?
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, like you said in the beginning, it's too much division. We got to come together and figure out how we can work together. You know?
Right.
Stop trying to put me over here and you over there. Let's just work together, figure this out together. Because none of us are going anywhere.
Yep, that's right. So I was going to say, speaking of all the sexual assault, remember that case? Well, I think two episodes ago I was talking about the case in Pennsylvania where this guy, the Attorney General of the state, Josh Shapiro, he releasing a report talking about how there are over 300 priests that molested and raped children, a lot of boys and girls too, over a span of years, I think decades. And pretty much there's a call for the statute of limitations to be removed regarding these cases so that these priests can be brought to justice. The only problem is they're getting a lot of pushback from the Catholic Society over in Pennsylvania regarding that.
I wonder why.
And the Pope is under fire, too, because the Pope Francis knew about this. I thought that was interesting.
And that's why he's not in favor of stripping their rights. Now it all makes sense. Because you and I had a sidebar conversation. And I was like, hey, listen, why isn't he stripping them from their rights? Instead, these people that are found guilty go away to a disclosed, they go away to a nice, undisclosed farm. I'm about to mess the whole word up. A farm somewhere and basically stay there for the rest of their life and nothing ever happens to them. And that's not the way it should happen. You should treat them like you treat any pedophile. Treat them like any other pedophile. You go to jail. Sit. You go to jail.
Throw the book at them.
Because.
Yes, sir.
At the end of the day, it's disgusting. And it is. It's disgusting. And it's so wrong on so many levels for you to be thinking that you're going to church to be saved or to hear the word, as black people say, or to read the scripture or whatever the case may be, and why you go to church and instead you're being molested. It's not cool. So I feel like if you are one of those priests that are involved in molesting kids, then you should definitely go to jail. And I like to see how this plays out, because I've also heard that the Pope knew about this. So we'll see. But once again, you know what's going to happen. It's going to be brushed under the rug. It's going to be another tragic event that happened. We're going to forget about it. Mark my word. Today is what? August 29th, 2018. Something new is going to be next week. Watch.
Yeah. Speaking of events,
so sad, though.
Big events. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely sad. Speaking of big events, there's going to be a changing of the tides when it comes to the Senate because Senator John McCain has passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. He is gone. Now,
hey, I was going to say, I saw his documentary, very good documentary. Detail his life from when he was in the war, when he got captured, when he got released, how he started the Senate, how he met his new wife while he was married to his old wife. I mean, yeah, it went in.
What?
He was actually married when he met his new wife, which is his previous wife right now. And but the good thing about it, though, his wife, his ex-wife, she was hurt then, but she has no love lost for him, or at least on the camera. So, yeah, but it was a good documentary.
Yeah, you don't know what's happening behind closed doors.
Exactly. But,
You're talking about the war. You're talking about the war. I wanted to pick your brain on this just quickly. They consider him a war hero, but I was thinking about it. I was like, and no offense to him or his family, but can you really consider John McCain a war hero? Because think about it. He was captured. He was a prisoner of war, and America had a lot of casualties and actually didn't win the Vietnam War, which he was fighting in. So why is he considered a war hero?
Well, I think it's the verbiage, meaning he went to the war. And I guess they call him a war
hero.
Well, no. Listen, I feel like he went to the war, right?
Yeah.
He got captured. He got tortured. Okay? So, mm-hmm. In so many ways, I guess as long as I feel like since he got captured, tortured, and then released years later, it's kind of like they have to give him something for that, for his pain and stripes. It makes any sense.
Yeah, and he insisted on having everybody else that was a prisoner of war that was captured before him go before he went. So that was pretty noble.
Exactly. So I think it's more of a noble, and it's more like, dang, I went to war, I got captured, tortured, never said anything, and this is what I get. No, he should definitely be a little higher than the average person that goes to war and comes home. He never got to come home.
Okay.
Yeah, he got to come home later on. So yeah, so I think it's just how he was treated in the war. Because I'm pretty sure, and we could definitely do our own research, you and I, but I'm pretty sure those who were captured and tortured are considered a war hero. Because
yeah,
you gotta
possibly.
Give him something. I feel like. But you're right. I mean, a hero does not define what happened. But I think, for the most part, it's like if you ever see like the Purple Heart. If majority of people that get the Purple Heart, they didn't really do anything spectacular, but they got a Purple Heart. But the Purple Heart is the highest. So it's kind of like, yeah. I'm pretty sure if you break down or define. Or find a definition for a war hero, I'm pretty sure they'll break it down, and I wouldn't be too far off. Because you're right.
Well, in that case.
But rest in peace,
For those of you.
I don't want to tarnish the man name.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was just putting that question out there. But I was going to say, in that case, for those of you who don't know out there, J. Random and I are related. In that case, our relative should be considered a war hero. We have a relative on our great-grandmother's side that was actually captured during the Civil War, and he made it out unscathed. So that means we have war heroes in our family.
Was he captured?
Our grandfather. Yeah, he was captured.
Was he captured? He was captured. And how was he released?
Well, he...
Because I think that right there is important too.
Hey, I'm gonna call him a hero, okay? I'm going to call him a hero.
Hey, I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna call him a hero too.
Yeah. He's like our fourth great grandfather or something like that. Something like that. But yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm gonna call him a hero too.
We have heroes in our family.
But it's all about the wording.
Yeah, that's true. Well, at this point, let's have a quick commercial break, and then we'll get right back to you. And so it's very quick because we don't have that many commercials. Here we go.
Are you a fan of certain trends happening in media today? Do you enjoy popular music, television shows, movies, social networking? Well, in that case, this ad is definitely for you. Chemistry Productions has a segment on its YouTube channel called Ruining Your Faves. There, we look at popular media and we break it down. We look at it on an academic, scholarly level. So if you have a song that you like that's on the Billboard Hot 100, we're going to ruin it. But seriously, definitely check us out, and we're sure to educate and entertain you at the same time. That's K3MISTRY Productions. Check out our YouTube channel.
Yeah, you didn't know we had a commercial now, did you? Ha, 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 ha.
That's funny. Nice commercial, nice commercial. First time hearing it. So.
Yep, we upgraded.
Definitely nice commercial.
We are moving on up, like the Jefferson says. We're moving on up.
There you go.
So,
but, nice commercial. Nice
have...
commercial.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. I was working all morning on that. But with these last few minutes that we have, do you have any last thoughts before I go into my spiel about what chemistry has lined up?
Yes, for everyone. I'm pretty sure we spoke about it probably in one of our shows about that James Brown. that LeBron James new show. I know that LeBron James new show, The Shop. Everybody, please go check it out. It's a good show. It airs every Tuesday, I think 9:30. But I know it's every Tuesday on HBO. It's definitely worth watching. It's a different side of LeBron James along with Maverick Carter. And I personally like the show. I've seen it already. I'm going to watch it again. And the next episode comes on next week, Tuesday. So everybody go watch it out. I mean, everybody go watch it. And that's it for me. What's up, Jay Stokes?
I'm definitely going to go check that out as well. You really have me sold on it because we were talking about it before we even got on the podcast, and you sold it pretty well. But let me get into some quick chemistry news. So,
okay.
With Chemistry Productions, our Tumblr page, we haven't been posting on there that much just because we are so short-staffed. I know I say that all the time, and I'm like a broken record. But, yeah, we haven't been posting much on there, but we've kept it updated briefly. And I have not written any articles on the Tit for Tat web blog lately, but I did write a new article on Medium.com, and I'm still sticking with our media education. And that article talked about Aretha Franklin and this whole Fox News fiasco where they confused her with Patti LaBelle. That was ridiculous, and I just gave a objective viewpoint on that matter. So definitely look to medium.com and look for J.Stokes on there. I'll be writing articles on there. I will try to keep the Tit for Tat blog going. I know I still owe you that Me Too article, and I said I was going to do it, but hey, I tried. I try to keep my word, but it's a lot going on. It is a lot going on. And this podcast alone right here, Jay Random will tell you, it took a while for us to get this down. We have an intro now. We're just going to keep adding new commercials.
Exactly.
We're going to make it better every week, and that's pretty much it. So look forward to new things coming out of Chemistry Productions, and we're going to keep you entertained and educate you at the same time.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Oh, shout-outs. I forgot. Shout-outs. I want to shout-out my mother. She just celebrated a birthday, and that's why I was in D.C. last week. And you heard me traveling all over the place. I was coming from a play that I took her to. I also want to shout out my friend Kevin, who watches the show, listens to the show religiously. I want to thank him for being a fan, being a supporter of our endeavors. You have any shout-outs, Jay Random? We got 40 seconds.
Yo, I like to shout out my son, my younger son, Scotty Beats on the track. He's away now, but he's in Virginia, but I'm picking him up this weekend. I'd like to shout out my oldest son. He's in Texas. He's in the Army. So that's it. That's only two shout outs I have in mind right now. I didn't know we were shouting out, though.
So. Yeah, we're going to do that.
So on that note, guys.
So here, yes.
Yes. No, I was going to say thank you for listening to the show. Go jump in.
Oh, yeah. From here on out, it's going to be an hour, 8 o'clock every Wednesday. We are out of here.
Peace.